You're listening to SBS News.
Families in El Paso are preparing to bury their loved ones following last weekend's shooting at a Walmart store. 22 lives were single-handedly cut short by a lone white supremacist. El Paso police are still piecing together the crime scene they couldn't think could get any worse.
Something that no one should ever see. But needless to say, that particular event it will be burned in people's memories as far as the investigators.
But Police Chief Greg Allen says that's happened. And with the crime scene still active, it will take up to 30 days to tidy up loose ends while first responders come to terms with the horror they witnessed.
Ongoing investigations are still taking place. Today, the scene is being, as of a couple of days ago, the scene is being screened off so that we can get down to the details of actually getting the minute evidence. And when I say minute evidence, I don't want to get gory here, but the scene is picking up human remains actually there.
During an emergency council meeting, Fire Chief Mario D'Agostino provided an update to the El Paso Council on response efforts, saying it's a lengthy process with many items from the victims left at the store.
So how do we get them their IDs? We're taking care of that. We're getting all the documentation needed for the Mexican nationals so they can transport their loved ones home and coordinate their funeral services. Social Security card replacements is another item that needs to be done. And vital statistics, they're also on the ground there so they can move forward and get their death certificates and everything else they need to proceed.
Police Chief Allen says the suspected gunman, 21-year-old Patrick Crucius, will be prosecuted by both state and federal authorities seeking dual capital punishment charges.
Looking at this from a hate crime terrorist situation, that's part of the investigation. They've got to determine background history, those types of things, to make a case for capital punishment under federal guidelines. And because we're in partnership with the FBI right now, that's a given.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott is pledging to make the people of his state safe again from gun violence.
Our goal is to do everything we can to make sure a crime like this doesn't happen again. Understanding this, and that is, we the people of Texas, have been victimized by several mass shootings. It must be stopped. In this particular instance, according to the information I have to date, there were no red flags about this particular shooter.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke has crossed the border into Mexico for the funeral of one of the 22 people killed in the Walmart shooting.
I have a lot of pride in this community right now. Communities of immigrants, border communities like El Paso, Ciudad Juarez, Hispanic, Latin American, Mexican American communities. We need to share that message right now because there's a lot of hatred, a lot of racism, a lot of violence being directed, a lot of terror being directed towards these communities right now.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.